Admittedly, parts of western Illinois haven't gotten much rainfall in May, but much of the state has had close to normal amounts, and a few places in eastern and southeastern Illinois have had twice as much rainfall as normal for the first half of the month. This means most of the corn crop in Illinois has emerged, says Emerson Nafziger. Nafziger's an extension agronomist at the University of Illinois. Even so, that corn has been up and growing under very cool, very cloudy conditions. It's gotten off to a slow start, and the color has faded to a pale, sickly yellow-green in many fields. This, says Nafziger, is not surprising when you consider that the growing degree day total for one early May week was only 50 or so in much of the state, including a few days when zero growing degree days accumulated. Sunlight was far less than normal. It means, he says, an early planted crop will have far less advantage than a later planted crop in this year. Well, the stand situation in soybean is not nearly as settled or as favorable as in corn, writes Nafziger. With only about a third of the soybean crop planted by mid-May, planting was behind normal. Where soils have been both cool and wet over the past week, soybeans planted in early May that are not yet emerging might be in big trouble. Replanting guidelines for soybeans are less well-defined than those for corn, but generally fields with less than about 80,000 healthy, uniformly distributed plants per acre should probably be replanted if replanting can be done by May 31st. In 15-inch rows, 80,000 plants per acre is about 23 plants in 10 feet of row. That's across from each other, 2 5-foot sections, or about 5.2 inches between the plants. Existing plants become more valuable the later it gets, but stands below 70,000 or so on June 1 are likely to need replacement, and keeping fewer than 60,000 plants is unlikely to be beneficial unless it is past mid-June in the northern half of the state, and replanting simply is not an option. Later planting will benefit more from narrow rows, and drilling in rows less than 8 inches apart may be appropriate after June 1. One other note, Nafziger says for the large acreage of soybeans yet to be planted the first time, we're starting to move into that penalty phase, with yield declines expected as planting is delayed. Expected dates for this to begin are about May 20th in the northern part of the state, May the 25th in central Illinois, and May 30th in the southern third of the state. Yield declines will start slowly, he says, and then accelerate with expected losses of about 1 to 2 bushels total for the first 5 days, and 3 to 4 bushels total for the second 5 days. That's a total loss of 4 to 6 bushels if planting is delayed 10 days after the dates mentioned. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.